This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from St. John's Books, North Portland's full-service independent bookstore offering new and used books on progressive politics, literature, poetry, titles for kids, and more. St. John's Books is located at 8622 North Lombard in St. John's. Information at 503-283-0032.
And welcome to Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts. On today's show, we celebrate the holidays with an in-studio concert with Aaron Meyer and Bill Lamb. Fabulous. I'm Dee Mae Roberts, and you've just heard violinist Aaron Meyer and guitarist Bill Lamb, who are here live in the KABU studio, and we are privileged to have them to play live and from their holiday concert, and that was What Child Is This, I believe?
That's correct. What Child Is This from our album A Winter's Dance.
Wonderful. Well, good morning, gentlemen, and with them is Jolly Murray. Is that right?
That's right.
And you are a world-renowned musician from the Fiji Islands, so I want to welcome you to Portland and to Stage and Studio.
Vinaka, thank you.
So, Aaron and Bill, this is the fifth annual holiday concert you've done, and you must have a lot of fun doing this, because this is number five.
This is number five. We love doing this. It's our favorite concert that we do every year, because it's something that Bill and I put on together, and we really do most of the aspects, and we've got so many people that help us and make it happen, but we oversee everything from the music production to the marketing and promotion and event planning, and it's a ton of work, but it's truly us, and we just feel so blessed that it's grown to where it is, and we love playing holiday music for people that like to listen to it.
I think it's one of the few shows that you can call up for tickets and you get Aaron. he's in the car yesterday trying to assure someone that he knew someone who could get tickets.
Well, actually, speaking as a theater person, that's not that unusual. But you have your cell phone on and you take tickets, right? You take ticket reservations.
Right.
But that's great. So, you know, you call up. But I'll give the phone number later, and you can maybe even talk to Aaron personally.
That's right. I'll give you Bill's number.
You can talk to Bill or Jolly or whoever you want to talk to get tickets. Okay, so holiday songs, and I've got your CD here. It's called A Winter's Dance, Holiday Music from Around the World, and I see a wide variety. Now, are you playing the same songs here for the holiday concert?
Well, we've got two holiday CDs. This is the first one that we released in 01, and then in 2003, Bill and I did the fourth season, and one of the themes that pervades all of our music, particularly our holiday music, is world music. We love exploring different melodies, themes from other parts of the world, different cultures, and that's why it was so wonderful that we were able to connect with our good friend Charlie, who is truly a world musician and very good and versed at what he does. So having him at this particular concert it fits in beautifully, because our theme is holiday music from around the world, and we not only have a great time making music together, but we enjoy spending time together, too.
Well, I see a lot of classical hits as well as the global hits, or hits, you know, music.
Influences, yeah.
Songs. And let's get Jolly in here. Now, how did you two meet?
It's a really interesting story. Last year, when we did our holiday concert, we wanted to really have a strong world music presence to accommodate our theme, holiday music from around the world. My wife owns a company called Unforgettable Honeymoons and specializes in travel to various places, Fiji being her main area. Well, through her contacts, we connected with the Fiji Visitors Bureau, and we said to them, hey, we have this nice concert series, and wouldn't it be great if we could all chip in and bring some traditional musicians from Fiji to Portland? We could share their music and culture with the people of Portland, and we could also tell them how cool Fiji is to visit, because it's a fabulous destination. We were all going there because Renee and I were getting married in March, and Bill and his wife Kate, who also sells travel, came with us.
Kind of, yeah, one big family there.
One big family. But the point being, how we met Charlie, the musicians that were sent over, there were four gentlemen that came, and Charlie was one of them. And at the time, Charlie didn't know us, and we didn't know him. And he came over, they played their songs, and Bill and I instantaneously fell in love with them as well as their music. His songs are great. Fiji, My Fiji is a beautiful ballad, which we're going to hear a little bit later. And then a really fun one is Fish and Chips. It's one of his most popular songs all over the South Pacific, and it's really fun. It makes people laugh and feel good.
So we didn't know how you know much of a celebrity Charlie was when we showed up, and everywhere we went, every island, and Charlie hadn't been to some of the islands in Fiji, and they kept asking, you know, where's Charlie? Where's Charlie?
Charlie,
so you're a world-renowned musician, but you're also quite the celebrity in Fiji.
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Are you on everything? I mean, if everybody knows you.
No.
You're probably
true.
Very humble.
Most people know who he is. In fact, we walked around the main city with Charlie, and everywhere we went, people were stopping him and saying hello to him. And Charlie is such a nice, easygoing person that he talks to everyone. He's friendly with people, and he's just a good guy.
Well, I'd love to hear you play, Jolly. So what would you like to perform for us? I'm interested in that Fish and Chips song. What is that about?
Oh.
Fish and Chips?
Yeah, I'll sing that song, The Fish and Chips. And I think you'll like that song.
Okay, I'm sure I will.
Chips, and if you swing those hips, I do the rumba, rumba. I'll give you bacon and eggs, and if you shake those legs, I do the samba. I'll give you fish and chips, and if you swing those hips, I do the rumba, rumba. I'll give you bacon and eggs, and if you shake those legs, I do the samba. Boys are hard to get, that's a Fijian way. Aye, 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 aye. Have you ever been to Fiji? Where the boys are easy and the girls are hard to get, that's a Fijian way. I give you fish and chips, and if you swing those hips, and do the rumba, rumba. I give you bacon and eggs, and if you strain those legs, and do the samba. I give you fish and chips, and if you swing those hips, and do the rumba, rumba. I give you bacon and eggs, and if you swing those legs, and do the samba. And the girls are hard to get, that's a Portland way. Aye, 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 aye. Have you ever been to Portland? a Portland way. I'll give you fish and chips.
Wow.
There you go.
Yay. Thank you,
Straight from the South Pacific.
Oh, wow. That warmed me right up. It's cold outside, but it's warm in here.
It's that South Pacific breeze. Yeah.
You're listening to Stage and Studio. My guests are Jolly Moreau. Am I pronouncing your name right?
Moreau.
Moreau. Jolly Moreau. And your guest starring, and you just sang Fish and Chips for us. It was a lovely song. In a holiday concert presented by Aaron Myra and Bill Lamb, who are also here with us. The concert is this Friday and Saturday night at 8 o'clock with a matinee on Saturday at 2:30 at the First Congregational Church in downtown Portland. Tickets are $20 to $30 and are available at ticketswest.com or at 503-224-8499. That's 224-8499 or 1-800-992-8499. Or you can call Aaron's number, which is
503-515-3499. 6-1.
Did you get that? So that's great. Now, we have a pair of tickets to the concert to offer to the third caller for any performance at 503-231-8032. That's 231-8032 to the third caller. Now, this has just been just delightful to meet you, Jolly.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, what your life like is in Fiji and how you got started in music.
Thank you. Fiji is a paradise. Fiji is nowhere other than any place in the world. Fiji have sunshine all through the year. Fijian people are friendly. When you go to Fiji, they want to come back. I'm going to extend your visa when you come back and go back to Fiji. We are friendly people. We were once a cannibal race. But now we are one of the friendliest cannibals in the world.
Well, that's good to know. So I mean, it must be such a culture shock as well as a weather shock here to be in Portland. Have you been here before?
I was here last year in the holiday show.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. So you're used to it now.
Yeah. Well, Charlie actually travels quite a bit more than you would think because he's one of the main representatives that goes with the Fiji Visitors Bureau, okay. And they do trade shows all over the world to promote their destination as a travel destination. And Charlie is the main entertainment, so he's been all over the world. He's been to South Korea, Singapore, all over the United States.
Goodwill
Canada.
Ambassador for Fiji.
Yes.
A musical Goodwill Ambassador. Now, what are you three playing? Now, you did join in here, but what are you playing for the concert?
We're going to play, well, we'll join in on all the songs that Charlie plays. He's also going to play a beautiful ballad that he has, Fiji My Fiji. That's one of our favorite songs. And we'll probably close the show with the traditional goodbye song, Fijian goodbye song, that's called Isale, that they always perform when someone is leaving a destination. And the Fijian people are very, very musical people. That's another reason Bill and I were just so enamored.
Everybody plays guitar, it seems. Everywhere. Doesn't matter where you go.
They sing, they play guitar, and not only do they sing, but they sing in complex four-part harmony, and everybody in the village. And there's no lessons, there's no formal training. They just do it. So that's how Charlie got going. They just do it. And no one really takes lessons. They just play, and there's some very accomplished musicians and songwriters there.
Well, that must have been paradise for both of you as musicians to be in this beautiful place, but also a place where everybody cherishes music enough to play it all the time.
Well, while we were there in March, Bill had purchased us a laptop and a recording studio that was completely portable.
Oh, we know Bill and his portable studio. That's great that you brought it with you.
We brought it with us. We didn't need electricity because everything ran off the battery of the computer, and we brought several batteries. And while we were there, we recorded Charlie's music.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then we recorded the traditional meke, which is traditional Fijian dance. And we went into the village and did that. We did that where we were staying. We couldn't stop doing it. We were having so much fun.
Great.
But the thunder, lightning, the village generator is on this on the recording. But it was a real treat.
Charlie is in town, one thing that we're doing is we are recording his next album, and we're actually starting today. And it's going to be all of his music, mainly traditional folk songs. But what Bill and I are going to add is a Western component, our component. So this is a very exciting project for all of us, and It's going to be the first time that Charlie actually owns his own master for the recording.
Oh, that's wonderful. So this is your CD to take back with you.
Yes.
All right. Well, what else would you like to play for us?
I'll play the song that we're just talking about. It's called Fiji, My Fiji. That's where I cherish this lovely place called Fiji. Thank you.
Every day, every seems a wonder. Come with me, you will be in Fiji. Fiji, my Fiji, my beautiful Fiji. You were loving, you were caring, you a beautiful. Share with me, Fiji in the night. You will say, oh, I love Fiji. You will always say,
lovely. You're listening to Stage and Studio. My guests are Jolly Murray O. I am just screwing this up, aren't I? His guests are in a holiday concert presented by Aaron Meyer and Bill Lamb, and they're here with us doing a live in-studio concert here in KBOO studio. And the concert is this Friday and Saturday for the holiday concert they're doing, Friday and Saturday night at 8 o'clock, matinee on Saturday at 2:30 at the First Congregational Church in downtown Portland. And you can get tickets at TicketsWest.com online or call them at 503-224-8499. That's 224-8499 or toll free 800-992-8499. Now, that's just been lovely. I've been getting into some island feeling here. It's very warm, and I can go outside now, Jolly, and, you know, brave the cold weather.
It's sunny out there.
It's very sunny, and so we can imagine the heat as well.
Waves.
The waves of the water. Now, Aaron and Bill, you have also, I want to bring it back to the Northwest here, too. You've recently done something with the Lewis and Clark radio series where you've composed all the music for it. So tell us about that.
Well, it started about, more than 2 years ago. We were approached by some people up at Lewis and Clark College and OPB that said they were going to produce, they got a grant, I think, off one of our initial songs that we gave them, Shenandoah. And so they came back and said they're going to do a 1-hour.
Yeah, they did a 13-part series.
13 parts, yeah, 1-hour show series. And they didn't really want traditional type music that one would expect, but they want to kind of what Aaron and I do, which is take things and kind of bend them and twist them. And they gave us a list of characters. We didn't have a storyline. You know, write one about the French, write one about Sacagawea. I think that's how it's pronounced.
Sacagawea.
Yes,
Sacagawea. There we
Sacagawea,
go. Thank you.
Sacagawea,
I think it is. Anyway, they gave us the characters and came back and ended it up very nice. Aaron and I ended up writing and or composing, arranging everything on it. There's some songs people recognize, and there's a lot of original stuff on it. And we performed everything on it, and it works. It's a great series.
Yeah. Well, do you want to play a piece from that?
Actually, we didn't bring the right instruments.
Oh, you didn't bring the right instruments for that? Not even the theme thing?
Oh, we could do
theme.
Something from Shenandoah.
You can do the theme beginning.
Yeah,
Shenandoah,
the theme beginning is fine, too.
You know,
let's do Shenandoah.
Yeah, Shenandoah.
I like
Shenandoah. Just a little excerpt from Shenandoah.
Yeah. lovely, lovely Aaron Meyer and Bill Lamb present their fifth annual holiday concert series on December 16th and 17th at the First Congregational Church at 1126 Southwest Park Avenue in downtown Portland. It's across from the Portland Art Museum. And the concert features a special performance by world-renowned musician who's here right now, Dali Maria.
Mareo.
I will learn it. From the Fiji Islands, and also Sam Mallory, who we know very well. He'll be doing a Christmas carol at the end of the month for us here on stage and studio. Tickets are available online at ticketswest.com or calling 503-224-8499 or 1-800-992-8499. So it's almost the same number. And there's a matinee as well. So there's the performances are at 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday. There's a matinee at 2:30 on Saturday. And reserve seating is $30, and that's limited to the first four rows, so you can see.
We're almost out of all those.
Really?
There's very few left of those. Wow. So you would have to call Tickets West for those. There's a few
right
left.
Away.
Yeah, right away.
Yeah, to see you guys up close. And then general admission is $20 for adults and $15 for children, seniors, and students. And you can also get group rates. And for that, you can call 503-515-3461, 515-3461. How many do you have to have in a group to qualify?
10 or more.
10 or more.
Yeah.
And what kind of a discount do you get?
If there's 10 up to 19, you get $3 off any ticket. And then if you have 20 or more, there's $5 off any ticket.
See, there's lots
way
of
down.
Incentive there. Is it selling well?
Very well, yeah. We added a third show this year, the matinee, which we've never done before. And the hall seats 850 people. So it's quite a few seats. And one quick comment about the hall. There's not a bad seat in the church. It's a
beautiful. I don't think I've seen anything there.
It's wonderful. It's next to the Schnitzer across from the Art Museum, right on the park blocks. It's two stories. It's got a balcony and a main seating area. The seating area is raked, so the view to the stage is crystal clear, and it's just got a very nice feeling, warm feeling inside, and the acoustics are phenomenal.
Well, acoustics in older churches are always great.
They're wonderful.
They used to build them well, huh?
Yeah. I wanted to make one comment about the Lewis and Clark OPB radio series that we did. And one neat component of having Sam Mallory with us this year is he was actually the voice of William Clark in that series. And Bill and I didn't know that until we had the opportunity to collaborate with
Sam. Yeah, you were in the singing
Sam
Christmas
and the Portland
tree
singing Christmas tree, which we had a blast doing.
Yeah. And so Sam is going to be appearing and doing William Clark. Is he going to do it in costume? Or?
I believe so.
You know,
we're
Sam,
gonna...
you don't know. You don't know.
That would be awesome. Oh, I'd love to see him do that. Okay. So there's more incentive to come.
Absolutely.
So he'll do a reading, too. William
he'll do a
Clark.
Reading from the OPB. He's going to do a little excerpt from one of his one-man acts. Christmas related, and then a few intros and some funny things. So
some
it's definitely worth checking out.
Oh, yeah, and he's got the voice of Orson Welles, so there you go. Another incentive there.
Well put.
So you have a CD here, and it's the fourth season, right? Or is it? Which one are we doing?
We have two holiday CDs.
Okay. Well, we're going to do the Winter's Dance is what we're going to do. And we're going to offer that to the first caller at KBOO at 503-231-8032, a Winter's Dance CD by Aaron Meyer and Bill Lamb. And it's beautiful music here, so I'm sure that's already gone. So we're looking at, a really great, holiday concert here that you guys have been promoting for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. Now, what's in store for you for 2006?
First part.
Because I know you've got things planned way
actually,
in
we're,
advance.
We're in the middle of the next record. I think we're about six, eight tracks in already. It's a different record, a lot different. Aaron's a closet deadhead.
Is that true?
It's true.
That's
he
great.
Loves the Grateful
I love
Dead.
Jerry.
Yeah.
So is
I'm
the album going to be Grateful Dead songs?
Actually, there's...
Just one Grateful Dead song. It's one of our favorite, Fire on the Mountain.
Yeah.
And you got the rights to it and everything?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So, and there's a few other things, but it's a little different record. It's kind of one we've been wanting to make for quite a while. We play some of the songs that we do live, and they have yet to make the cut in terms of getting on the record. So that's coming up in the first part of the year. And then just expanding. This Christmas show, for example, is the first time we're using all of our six, eight players on a holiday show. And
it's a full band.
Very excited, full band. I mean, full kit, full percussionists, and actually the man that arranged our Oregon Symphony scores.
Ray Granlund will be with us.
Playing all our keys and synths, which is a real treat. Yeah. Very, very excellent musician.
Wonderful.
So, and mention the other players.
Yeah, we got Janet Coleman on the piano, who you've seen with us before, and she's played every year with us at the holiday concerts. And, of course, we have Bill's daughters, Sarah and Allison, the Lamb Girls, who are wonderful vocalists, will be joining us for the sixth year. Who else do we got?
We have Jake Studebas, who's probably the most unlikely, you'd think, if you know. He came from the band Future Leaders of the World and now plays with Saliva. He's a
touring around the United States.
Yeah,
he's a heavy metal band.
But he plays guitar.
Be, yeah.
But he plays guitar, but he's playing drums with us. He's an excellent musician. He happens to be dating my daughter, so there's another connection. But so people, I think,
you can keep track of him.
Yeah,
right?
People will get a real kick out of the fact of watching him drum and play. He's an excellent musician.
Wonderful.
And our eighth player is Nate Jenkins, who plays percussion with us and was involved in our symphony performance. It's a really neat group of people. They're all outstanding musicians, and everybody works at a professional level and enjoys what they do.
Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you, Jolly, and talking with both of you, Aaron. And I mean, it's just been great. Now, you have a song that you want to close out. You said it was a Fijian goodbye song. Is that right, Jolly?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's called Isolé.
Isolé.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to close out here, and we'll just end the show with Isolé. Aaron Meyer, Bill Lamb, and Jolly Murillo, thanks for joining us today and giving us a special in-studio concert. I feel very honored, and it's just been a lot of fun. That's it for Stage and Studio this week. Next week, we feature a special interview with actress, comedian, and writer Margaret Cho. Till then, I'm Dee Mae Roberts.
Isa, Isa, pulang ila sabina. No mulako au nararawakila. Ta bombeka koa mai vakava. No monako au na singa ni lasa. Isale na no gurara. Kosana bondo ena mataka bau na numa na nonda tolasa my Portland na numa tikonga.
That was beautiful. Thank you so very much. This is KBOO, KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, and it's 11 o'clock, and it's time to go to Democracy Now!
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Most strikingly at the end of the execution, as those three were heading out, they yelled...